This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family D. Rosenberg on the first year site of Rav Chasko Besser, Lelio Nishmes, Rabbi Chesko, Rabbi Naftoli Besser.
Kof Zayin Shvat, Tuesday the 1st of February, Rabbi Yoel Averman, Klei HaMishkon.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
I'd like to talk about this week's parsha. We all know is talking about the Klei HaMishkon, different types of kelim they had in the Mishkon. I would like to try and combine something which is, I'm sure many of you learned Daf HaYomi, you're still in the middle of Zochim, so we're trying to find something. It's not that hard to find the connection with the Klei HaMishkon, with the Daf HaYomi, with many sugis in Zochim that you've all learned. Very interestingly, I'm sure you all noticed, the Rishonim asked the question. In this week's Sedra, we see the different types of vessels they used for the Mishkon, different types of kelim. There was the Oron, you start with the Oron, you go to the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach. One Kli is obviously missed out, it's not written in this week's Sedra, which that is the Mizbeach Azov, the Mizbeach HaKeres, the Mizbeach which was inside the Echol, together with the Shulchan. You had the Shulchan and the Menorah, and the Mizbeach was in the middle. You had the Shulchan, the Menorah, and it's Adorim, it's Atzofin, and the Mizbeach was there in the middle. And it's missed out in this week's Sedra.
Something else.
The Kiyosh. The Kevish, well that's together. With the Mizbeach HaChitzim. That's together with Mizbeach HaChitzim. Might not be mentioned, but it's this is completely missed out. Mizbeach HaZov, completely missed out in this week's Sedra. It's only brought down in the end of next week, after all the big day kahuna, next week, Parshas Tetzaveh. Right at the end, the Torah wakes up, Vosiso, Mizbach, Miktak Torah. That's when the Torah brings down the Parsha of the Mitzvah Mizbeach HaZov. So the question is obvious. Why was it not brought down together with the Shulchan and the Menorah? That's where it should be. That's where the place should be, where the Torah should write. The Mizbeach HaZov. And the Rishonim already asked the question. You see the Rambam, the Sepharim, they asked the question already. I saw in the Meshech Chochma, Rambam says this pshat, I saw later on, many other Mefarshim say this pshat. I will try and bring out the pshat with the Gemara in Zlochim. This is a beautiful pshat, the Meshech Chochma. The Gemara in Zochim Daf Nun Tes says, Omar Rav, Mizbeach Sheneka, what happened if the Mizbeach suddenly became possible, or the Mizbeach is not there anymore, Mizbeach Sheneka, Maktirin Kteres B'mekoymei, you're allowed to be Maktir the Kteres on the Mokma Mizbeach. Doesn't have to be on the Mizbeach. You can be Maktir the Kteres on the Mokma Mizbeach. Says the Meshech Chochma, that then we only find in the Mizbeach Azov. All other Kalim, the Oren, if you don't have an Oren, you can't put the Lucha somewhere else, you can't put it on the floor. The Menorah, you can't light, you can't just put Shemen on the floor and light it. All the other Kalim, you have to have the Kli in order to be able to do the Avodah with the Kli. Which one?
The Mizbeach.
Which one? The Mizbeach? Mizbeach Azov?
No.
Mizbeach HaChitzim. Right? Okay.
How can you?
They moved it when they traveled with the Mishkan. They moved it. It became possible. There's no problem. If something went wrong, if something got broken, it's Nifkan on Mizbeach. The Gemara discussed earlier there. Nifkan on Mizbeach became possible. So the Mizbeach Azov is the only Kli that Snishma Akiv. You can do the Avodas HaMizbeach, the Avodas HaKteres, even without the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is not there, and you can still be Makti Kteres. So therefore, says the Meshech Chochma, all the other Kalim, in order to do the Avodah, you have to have the Kalim. So in order to be Hashos Hashchinah V'Shechanti V'Seichon and to do the Avodah, you have to have it's all Me'akiv. However, the Mizbeach HaKteres, you don't have to have the Mizbeach, it's a mitzvah, you have to build the Mizbeach. But even without the Mizbeach, you can still be Makti Kteres. Therefore, it's not counted together with all the other Kalim, because all the other Kalim, they have to be there in order to be able to do the Avodas HaMishkon and to be Makir Korbonis, has to be there. However, the Mizbeach HaZov, Nish Ma'akiv. If it's not Ma'akiv, you can do it without it. So it said it's a mitzvah if you ask them to build the Mizbeach, but it's not Ma'akiv in the Avodas HaKorbonis and Hashos HaShchinah. Ad Kan Divrei HaMeshech Chochma. That's why it's only written in the end. This pshat, I saw it on the Maril Diskin of Sholeh. Diskin says this pshat, and then the Chidor and Nachal Kedumim really says this pshat. Fine. Sounds very simple, very geshmak pshat. But let's go and see, discuss. Maybe we can find Mizbeach HaChitzim, what's the din in Mizbeach HaChitzim? Let's see if we can find different types of avodas they could have done without the Kalim. Let's see if that's true or not. First of all, what's the Mekoy for this din? Rav says Mizbeach Sheneka Maktirin Keturis B'Mekoymoi, doesn't bring any pasuk for it, doesn't bring any where he learns out from. Where is it out from? This Azar Chiddush, you say you can Makti Keturis. The Torah says it's called Mizbeach Keturis, it's for Keturis. And Rav comes along and says, no, you don't Makti on the Mizbeach, just Makti on Mokim on Mizbeach. Where does he get it from? You could say maybe this gufa is the Mekoy, because it's written in the wrong place, it's written in the end of the Tzaveh, maybe this gufa is the Mekoy, but it's still Azar Chiddush, just because of this. So there's another Meshech Chochma. First Meshech Chochma told is the Pashas Tetzaveh. There's another Meshech Chochma in Pashas Pekudei. And there he gives the most beautiful Mekoy, where we learn how this din from, Mizbeach Sheneka, Maktir and Keteris B'Mekoyim. So he's medayik. When you see the Pashas Emoy, that's when the Torah actually gives the tzivui to light the menorah, the tzivui of bringing kteres, the tzivui of doing avodas in the Mishkan, of the shulchan, the lechem aponim. So let's see these three kelim which were inside the heichal, the shulchan, the mizbeach, and the menorah. Let's see how the Torah discusses the tzivui, how they should do the avodah on these three kelim. So the Pashas Emoy, the Torah discusses first the menorah and then the shulchan. So it says the end of Pashas Emoy. Chavez bnei Yisrael v'yikchu elecho shemen zayin zoch kosis la'moil halis ne'tomid chutz la'pareches. Then the Torah says al ha'menorah tehora yarech esaneris. So what does the Torah say? Where do you have to be yarech esaneris? Al ha'menorah tehora. So clearly the Torah says clear, you have to have a menorah in order to light the candles of the menorah. You have to have a menorah. Fine. So we know for sure, without a menorah, there's no lighting menorah. That's menorah. Next pasuk it says the shulchan, the lechem upon him. The lokachta soiles, you should bake 12 chalas. The samta oisam, where should you put those chalas? Shtayim marochos, sheisha marochos. Allah shulchan ha'toy lifnei Hashem. So in both cases, the menorah and the shulchan, the Torah says clearly has to be on the menorah, on the shulchan. Now let's go over to the keteris, which is not in Pashas Emor, it's actually in Pashas Kisiso. That's where the tzivui, where they had a tzivui to be makti keteris. Let's see how the Torah writes it over there. So there we say every morning the Pasha of Keteris. B'shachak tol mimeno hodek, take the Keteris, you should grind it. B'nosat tol mimeno. I would have written, lifnei on the Mizbeach. No, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. In Pasha, it says a pregel amadal, a Pasuk amadvov. B'nosat tol mimeno, lifnei ha'edus ba'oyal moed. That's all it says. In front of the Eidus Ba'al Moed. It doesn't say on the Mizbeach, like it said by Shulchan, and like it said by the Menorah. All it says is, Lifnei Eidus Ba'al Moed. So says the Meshech Chochma. So we see clearly in the Pesukim the difference between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan and the Menorah. The Shulchan and the Menorah have to be on the Mizbeach, on the Shulchan and on the Menorah. However, the Keteris doesn't say on the Mizbeach, has to be in Lifnei Eidus, it tells the place where to do it. So of course, Alech Atchili is supposed to do on the Mizbeach, but it's not Ma'akiv. So maybe this is where Rav got his din, Mizbeach Sheneka, Maktirin Keteris B'Mekoymei, and that's why it's written only at the end of Pashas Tetzaveh. Beautiful Meshech Chochma. Now let's go a bit further, let's see what's with the other avodas in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. Let's see if they have to be done only on the Kelim. There's a Gemara there in Zochim, the Gemara carries on. Gemara brings Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael. Moses says that when Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the first Beis HaMikdosh, and he made Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh, it was a gewaldige simcha, and he bought thousands and thousands of korbanos. The day he bought Chanukah's Beis HaMishkan, 22,000 shlomim. 22,000, one day. Says Rabbi Yehuda, in the Pasuk it says in Melochim, as that day by Yom Ahu, Kideish HaMelech Toich HaChotze. He was Mekadosh Toich HaChotze. Why? Ki Mizbeach HaNechishis HaShelifnei Hashem, Kotten Me'ochel. The Mizbeach which was there was too small. So the Yehuda says, Dvorim Kiksovon. We take the Pasuk as it says. What does that mean? That Shlomo HaMelech, he didn't have enough room on the Mizbeach. We're talking about Mizbeach Chitzen now. And Mizbeach Chitzen, he makriv all the korbonos. Didn't have enough room to makriv all these thousands and thousands of korbonos. So what did he do? He was Mekadosh, the Ritz, with the floor of the Azor, and then it was makte the korbanos. So we find not only mizbeach hazor, what we just said now, mizbeach sheneka, makti and ktoris b'mkoymoi, also the aktoras of all the korbanos, oile shlomim, you can be makte on the ritzpah of the whole hazor. It was mekadosh. Wasn't enough room on the mizbeach. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, you're making a mistake. That's not pshat in the pasuk. There was enough room on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach Hashem was bigger. The Machlek is more goes into all different measurements. How big the Mizbeach was. Says Rabbi Yossi, no, everything was back on the Mizbeach. It was big enough. And it wasn't Mekadosh, the Ritzpah of the Azor. Right. So we already have now Rabbi Yehuda, Machlek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, even all the Korbanos, you could be Makte. Doesn't have to be on the Mizbeach Chitzin. You can be Makte on the floor of the Mizbeach. Fine. However, the Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, "Don't think that according to Reb Yehuda, you could do all the avodas on the ritzvah of the Azara." Says Rava, "Moide Reb Yehuda bedomin. The zrika, the avodas are dam of the korban that has to be done on the mizbeach. The aktora, burning the emurim and the ivorim of the oilo, that could be done on the ritzvah of the Azara according to Reb Yehuda. Of the domin, the avodas are dam only on the mizbeach. So Memele, it's not shvei on the Meshech Chochma." Meshchachm is discussing Mizbeach Azov, Mizbeach HaPnimi, where it's called Mizbeach HaKteris. The main avoid of the Mizbeach was for Kteris. And if we see that you can be back to the Kteris on the floor, so Mamela, that's why it's only written in the end of Pashas Tetzaveh. However, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, where the Ikka of the Mizbeach is, it's called Mizbeach HaOyla, and the Ikka avoid of a Korban, as we all know, is the four avoiders. HaKtor is not even ma'akev in the Korban. You can eat the Bosa without doing HaKtor. So the Ikka avoiders is avoiders Adam, the Zrika, and for that you have to have the Mizbeach in order to be able to do the Avodas Adam. So of course, this is Ma'akir, that you have to have the Mizbeach. Of course, this has to be written in Parshas, this week said the Parshas Truma. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's see according to Rabbi Yossi. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Ritzvah HaZorah, Shlom HaMelech is not Mekadosh. Has enough room on the Mizbeach, you cannot be Makriv on the floor of the Azorah. Now let's ask, what's with the Mokum Mizbeach HaChitzen? Okay, not the whole Ritzvah HaZorah. What's with the mokum of the Mizbeach HaChitzen? What does Rabbi Yossi hold over there? Is it like the Mizbeach HaZov that we just said before, that you can make the Keturis on the mokum of Mizbeach HaZov? So maybe the same thing also. Mizbeach HaChitzen, you could be makted the Korbanos, Oyla and Shlomim, on the mokum of, if the Mizbeach is not there, you could be makted on the mokum of Mizbeach, those Korbanos. Can't be makted on the whole Ritzpah like Rabbi Yehuda. On the whole floor of the Azorah, he argues with Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe he agrees that it's like Mizbeach HaZov, and he could still be makted on the mokum of the Mizbeach. So it's an interesting question. And we find the clear Tosfos, as the Tosfos of Samach Aleph from Dalav in Zlochem, Tosfos takes on, doesn't bring any makoy for it. Tosfos just says, like we see in Mizbeach HaKteres Sheneta, you could be makted Keteres b'mkoymoy, says Tosfos, Hu Adin Eimurim. Eimurim, the Eivorim of all the Korbanos, you could be makted on the mokum of Mizbeach HaChitzen. So it's called in Rabbi Yossi. The Tosfos doesn't say it's Tehillah on the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. You can make the whole Ritzpah, Shlomo Melech was Mekadosh. But here Tosfos says a different thing. Tosfos looks like he's learning it out from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaZov, like they could make the Keteres on the Mokim HaMizbeach. So who are then he could be makte the Eivorim and the Emurim of all the Kabbalahs on the Mokim of the Mizbeach HaChitzen? Fine. Now, and there's another Tosfos of Nun Testament base. This goes even further. Till now we discussed the Haktorah, burning the Emurim and the Evorim of Korbanos. Tosfos says you can make them on the Mokim of Mizbeach HaChitzen. Now we all know, Metzshem, after Zochim will be learning Minochas, there's also Haktorah Samincha, Avodah Samincha. What's with burning a Mincha? Could that be done on the Mokim of the Mizbeach HaChitzen? Or that has to be only on the Mizbeach? Because there, you'll see, when you learn Minochas, you'll see that the Haktorah of Minochas is equal to the Zrika of Dam. That's parallel. The Avodas Haktoras HaMincha, that's equal to the Avodas HaZrikas HaDam. So I could say, like we just said before, that Moedir Reb Yudah Bedomim, the Zrika has to be done on the Mizbeach. So who Adin? Haktoras HaMincha has to be done on the Mizbeach. However, Tosfos says no. Haktoras HaMincha can also be done on the Mokim of Mizbeach HaChitzen. So comes out we have the Gemara says, Mizbeach HaKteres, you could be makte Keteres on the Mokim HaMizbeach. Now, Mizbeach HaChitzen, you could be makte on the Mokim HaMizbeach, all the Korbanos, including Minochas. HaKteres HaMincha, you could be makte on the Mokim HaMizbeach HaChitzen. So it's already not such a big difference. The only difference we find between Mizbeach HaZor and Mizbeach HaPnimi is the Domin. Mizbeach HaZor, you could make the Ktenis B'mokim HaMizbeach. Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Domin, you have to be on the Mizbeach. And therefore, about the Ikka Avod of the Korban is the Dam, Avod is Adam. Therefore, the Torah finds it necessary, it has to be written in Pashas Truma. Because the Kli of Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, has to be on the Mizbeach Mamash, even though Akhtar could be done on the Ritz, on the floor of the Mokim HaMizbeach, or by Yelis Tavelis Adam has to be done Dafka on the Mizbeach, therefore it's written in Parshas Truma. Now let's carry on, we'll see, where do we find the Mekoi? We just said before, the Meshech Hoffman said a beautiful Mekoi, for the Din of Rav, that Mizbeach HaZor Sheneka, Maktil and Khtaris Mekoim. Now, we just said before, who are Din? Mizbeach HaChitzen has the same Din. It could be Maktil and Kabonis, also on Mokim HaMizbeach. So from Tosfos Mashma, Kilu, it's Yafusa, we run out. It's not only a din, especially in Mizbeach HaZor. If you have a Mekoi, like Meshech Hochma said so nicely, we have a Mekoi from Mizbeach HaZor, actually Medag, the Psukim, so we learn out from there, if all the Akhtoris, any Akhtorah that you have, if it's in Pnimi, if it's in Chitzon, any Akhtorah that you have, you could be Makte on Mokim HaMizbeach. However, let's find them, try and find a Mekoi, Shlomo HaMelech. Where did Shlomo HaMelech know they could be Kaddish the whole Mitzvah anywhere? Anywhere in the Azorah, just put a fire there, put a flame, and makt all the kabbonis. We should mock Mamas Beach, understand. But the whole Ritzper, what's the Mekoi from? Where did Shlomo HaMelech get the Mekoi from? So I'll tell you the third Meshech Chochmah. Baruch Hashem, I found it. The third Meshech Chochmah. This is in Parshas Korach. Beautiful Meshech Chochmah. He's been like another post. There, it's talking about the Chof Dalet Matnes Kehuna. One of them, as we all know, is the B'choy. The B'choy, firstborn Korban, you have to give it to a Kohen. So he's Medayik, and the Pasuk it says, Ach B'choy Shoy, B'choy Kesev, Lo Yistif, the Kohen Deshem, what should you do with the B'choy? So, you give it to the Kohen, and he has to be Makrib, and based on Mikdosh. So it says in the Pasuk, as Domam, the Dam of the B'choy, Tizrik ala Mizbeach, you zik on the Mizbeach, there's Chelbom and the Chela, which you makte, takte. That's all it says, be makte. Doesn't say where to be makte. By dam, the Torah finds necessary to tell you where to be zerik the dam, ala Mizbeach. When it comes to Chelbom, the Chela of the Bechoy, doesn't find necessary to tell you where to be makte. So of course you have to makte on the Mizbeach, talking about Bechoy, you makte on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, not on the Mizbeach HaPim, that's only Kferis. Mizbeach HaChitzen, why doesn't the Torah write, takte, you have to makte on the Mizbeach? So he wants to say, what would you say the most broad korban in Eretz Yisrael? Most broad korban, Oile, Shlomim, Nedorim, Nedoros. What was the most broad korban? Mincha says that he wants to suggest the most broad korban was a b'choy. B'choy, anybody has an animal, anybody has a. If you're firstborn, you have to bring it. Otherwise, either you bring or you don't bring. Anybody has animals and has the firstborn, you have to bring a b'choy. So he wants to suggest the most brought animal in the Beis HaMikdash was a B'choy. Fine? Makes sense, could be. So Yitayin is Eba Zoi, when they brought B'choyers in Eretz Yisrael, every day they were busy the whole time with B'choyers. So he once said there wasn't enough room on the Mizbeach. Like we find by Shlomo HaMelech, there wasn't enough room because he had these 22,000 to bring in one day. So he wants to say that in Eretz Yisrael as well, there were so many B'choyers brought every day to the Beis HaMikdash, there wasn't enough room to put everything on the Mizbeach. Plus they had all the other Kabbonis, Nedarim, Nedarim, everyone else brought. There wasn't enough room. Fine. So what did they do? They were makter. Allah Shem HaMelech did. They were makter on the Ritzpah, on the floor of the Azor. Huh? That's what he said. Where does he know it from? He's Medayik from the Pasuk. That's why the Torah says, just as Chelbom takte. Why doesn't Salam Mizbeach, like it says, Ba'al Kaponis, makter on the Mizbeach? Because here there wasn't enough room on the Mizbeach. That's why the Torah feels necessary to state that the dam you makte, you are on the Mizbeach. Chelbom, the Chelbom of B'choyer, was takte. Just takte. Where? If you don't have room on the Mizbeach, you can do it on the Ritzbus HaZor. And this is where Shlomo HaMelech, from this Dirk in the Apostle, this is where he knew this is the Mekoyah, that you're allowed to be Mekadosh, the Ritzbus of the Azorah, and be Makte any Korban on the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Gvaldik Yechidish, Abba, fits well in the Apostle. So we have three Meshech Chochmas over here, our Pasha, Pasha's Pekudei, Pasha's Korach, where they all fit into each other. And this is where he takes on the Mekoy, the Mizbeach Shneke, Makhtin, Ktoris, Mekoy, and who are the Mizbeach HaChitzen. You could be makt all the kabbonis on the Ritzvah of the Azor. Now let's ask another shayla. What's the thing with the Mishkan? The time when they had the Mishkan. Mishkan, we also say the same thing, this din. After the din, Mizbeach Shemnekam Akhtir and Keteris Ben Koyma. Is that only applies in the Beis HaMikdosh? Or maybe also in the Mishkan, he didn't travel 40 years in the Midbar and they moved from one place to another place. You could also. The Mokim HaMizbeach is Kaddish, you can even the Ritzbah, you can even Kaddish, but just HaMizbeach, not only in the Beis HaMikdosh. So, there's another Meshech Chochma. This is the same Meshech Chochma in Pashas Pekudei. And he takes some Bepshitas. In the Mishkan, this din was not made. Why, he says? In the Beis HaMikdosh, the Mokim HaLein is Kaddish, has the whole Mokim HaMikdosh has a Kedusha. So I could understand that it's like the Mokim HaMikdosh has Kedusha. So who are then? It's got Kedusha to Mizbeach. So you can be makti underneath the Mizbeach, you can be makti in the whole Azorah. But in the Mishkan, the Mokim, wherever they travelled, you're going to say, it's a Kedusha. It was like one big, wherever they moved, there was a Talshul, Mimokim, Lemokim, takes on the Meshech Chochma Bepshitas. In the Mishkan, there was no such thing. You had to be makti on the Mizbeach, all the Kabonas, and who are the Keteris, you had to be makti on the Mizbeach Azor. So, according to this, it doesn't really fit so well. He's medag, is there our psukim? Why? By all the diyukim he said, we're talking about Mishkan. So you have to say, it's talking on Hashem Osir, and Ochanamba. It wasn't really in a gea for a time of the 40 years when the Yidin were in the Midbar. Because when they were in the Midbar, they had to be makhtir on the Mishkan. However, v'chein tasu, v'osu le-migdosh, v'shochanti b'selcham, v'chein tasu le-doyus. So a time when they have a base on Migdosh and they're being Yishalayim, because then it's going to be the din of v'shochanti b'selcham, it's going to be kedushta mokim, and then the mizbeach, mokim ha-mizbeach is going to have a kedusha. So therefore, the Torah is in such a way that Keteris, the etzem, could be brought even without a Mizbeach. Or you could say this, even more simple. Even in the time of the Mishkan, the etzem, they could have brought it on the Mokim. It's just it wasn't Kodesh, but Lu Yitzu, they would have had the Beis HaMikdosh. In the 40 years, they would have gone straight to Eretz Yisrael. It was just a technical problem. It wasn't really. The etzem, the Torah is right to us that Keteris doesn't have to have a Mizbeach. Of course, if you don't have a mokim, if the mokim is not kodesh, of course you have to put on the mizbeach. Of the etzem, the keteris doesn't require that it has to be brought on the mizbeach dafka. That's the meshech chochma. Fine. Afterward, I looked in Maril Disk in Rebbe Shua Leib, and he says clearly, no, this din was in the Mishkan as well. Yeah. Well, why should it make a difference? Mizbeach, Beis HaMikdosh, even in the Mishkan, the 40 years in the Midbar, they could be makte on the mokim on mizbeach, say keteris. And the Mizbeach Chitz they can make the Karbonas, even in the Mishkan. So what's the Machlekes of here? Must be some difference understanding this halacha of Rav. What's the Machlekes? So it seems to be the Machlekes is, what's the pshat in this din? Mizbeach, Sheneka, Maktir, and Keteris, Vimekoy. Why? What's the pshat in it? The Meshech Chochma, as we explained and understood, pshat is, because the Mokim is this Kaddish. This Mokim has a Kedusha. Like the Beis HaMikdosh had a Kedusha, who can go over here, who can go over there. So the Mokim also had the Mokim HaMizbeach had the Kedusha HaMizbeach. So therefore says the Meshech Chochma, it's only if it's the whole Karka is Mekudosh, the whole place is Mekudosh, in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Mishkan, the underneath, is no Kedusha. Maril Diskin answered differently. No, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, wherever you put the Mizbeach, underneath it's Mekadosh Mekoymer. The Mizbeach itself is Mekadosh Mekoymer. The Mizbeach is Mekadosh underneath the Karka, wherever it's put on. So therefore, wherever you put the Mizbeach, it doesn't make a difference where it is. You can put it in the Mishkan. And Nachnam, the place itself, Machmas Atzmer, doesn't have a Kedusha, because it's the place itself is Mokim Kodesh like Yerushalayim. But because you're putting the Mizbeach on this place, so the Mizbeach itself is Mekadosh this Mokim.
Move to stay in Kodesh?
Huh?
If they move. Stay in the Kodesh?
Wherever they moved in the Mishkan.
The whole
Mizbeach
was from
the... Why not? The Mizbeach Shenetla, Maktir, yeah? Wherever you moved. So I can make another nafkemine between the Meshech Chochma Maril. So therefore the Meshech Chochma holds, the Maril Diskin holds, that even in the Mishkan, they put the Mizbeach there, this place became a Kodesh. So underneath, you cannot be Maktir, Kteris. Make an nafkemine. You all learn the Gemara says, Machlekes, if the Ulam and the Heichal is one Kedusha or two Kedusha. Is the same Kedusha? The Ulam is outside the Heichal. Does it have the same Kedusha or not? What's Nafkemina? Does it have the same Kedusha? Doesn't have the same Kedusha? So the Rashba in the beginning of Erevin says, the Nafkemina will be, if you're allowed to take the Menorah, the Shulchan, and they'd have to put it inside the Ulam. We all know these kelim have to be inside the Heichal. But if we hold Ulam and the Heichal is one Kedusha, so you can go and take these kelim and put them in the Ulam and do the Avedis, because it's the same Kedusha as the Heichal. So therefore, Nachkmina will be, what would be the din if you take the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Mizbeach HaZov, and you put it inside the Ulam? And you must be Kedusha there. And afterwards, you put it back inside the Heichal. This Mokim over here now, can it be Machtik Teres? Or no?
So if you
don't... So if you don't like the Meshach Chochma, it doesn't do where you put the Mizbeach. It's still on the Mokim. So this Mokim wasn't the Skadish for Gdusha's Mizbeach. Which Mokim is the Skadish for Gdusha's Mizbeach? Wherever the Mizbeach is supposed to be, inside the Heichal. So even if the whole... even though you could put the Mizbeach there and be Machtik Teres on the Mizbeach, but this Mokim is not going to become Gdusha's Mizbeach. However, according to the Maril Diskin, they all depend. Wherever you put the Mizbeach, underneath becomes the Kodesh. So if you're allowed to take the Mizbeach from the Eichel and take it inside the Ulam and be Machtik Teres on it, so yes, you put the Mizbeach inside the Ulam, so underneath it gets the Kedush. Like in the Mishkan, the Mokim itself didn't have a special Kedush. But because they put the Mizbeach was over there, so therefore, whatever was underneath became this Kaddish. So wherever you take the Mizbeach, where you're allowed to put the Mizbeach, and you put it, it'll underneath you get the Kedush. The kedusha of the mizbeach and the kumimakti k'teres bim kremer. So just to sum up what we said today, why the Torah wrote the pasha of mizbeach hazov instead of pasha tetzaveh, says the Meshech Chochma, is because of this din that the avodas k'teres is not ma'akeh, it has to be done on the mizbeach. Kumimakti k'teres on the mokim mizbeach, and we spoke out that really it's not only dafke by avodas k'teres. It's also by all the kabbalas, even menachas. It could be maktin, mizbeach chitzen on the mokim mizbeach. It doesn't have to be dafka on the mizbeach. However, the reason why mizbeach chitzen is written in this week's pasha is because moed Rabbi Yehuda bedomim, the avodas adam of the korban has to be dafka on the mizbeach. Avodas haktorah, ktoras ha'emurim could be done even on mokim mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said it could be done in the kol ritzbas azora. However, the avodas adam, zrika, and ailocha, shchita, they all have to be done on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's written in Pashas Truma, because without the mizbeach, you can't bring a korban. However, without the mizbeach hazav, you could still bring k'teres. Just to finish off, this is all Meshech Chochma, the way that we brought Achrinim. Just to finish off, there's Ramban. In the end of Pashas Tetzaveh, as we said before, he also asked this question, why is the Pasha of mizbeach hazav written only there? And Ramban seems like he's saying, Ramban, the supporter of the Rishonim there, all the other kelim, they were for us. All the other kelim is also be migdash v'shachamti b'seichem. Hashos Hashchina. So Hashos Hashchina is for us. We want to have a place where we could daven, where we could come close to Hashem. That's why we bring all the other kelim. Through that we can do the avodah and we can come close to Hashem. However, says Ramban, the avodah is akteris. Avodah is akteris, something which is just the kofet Hashem is baruch. We don't have anything. We don't benefit out of it. We're just doing something completely for the Rebbeinu Shleimah. So therefore, says Ramban, it's separated from the rest of the Kelim, rest of the Kliya Mishkan. Because all the Kliya Mishkan, they're for us, for us to be Mikdash, for Shechamti B'Seichon, we should become close to Hashem, we should be able to bring Karbonis. The Avodah Sakteris is after we've done everything for ourselves, now we're doing something just completely the Shem Shomayim, just to cover the Shem Yisborach. If it's just to cover the Shem Yisborach, therefore, says Ramban, it's written separately. And Ramban adds on, Meri Dekizach, therefore we find the Kteris, it was talked to Magefa in the time of when there was Magefa in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell Aaron to go and take the Kteres. Me, Mosa, Rozel, Lebonai, whole Gemara there. Why is the Kteres so strong? Why is such a powerful that you can stop a Magefa? Because it's something you're doing completely L'Shem Shomayim. Something a person does, he gives everything away. I'm not going for myself. Just to call the Shem Yisborach, that's the most powerful thing a person can have. And it can even stop a Magefa. This is the road which Malach Hashos Mesham Shiva. The Emes Shishol. As you talk with Zeicher, as the Zaynenen and Beshufchol Tziyam Berachmin.